Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
They call me Swaggy Cal.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I listen to my wife.
And James Strebel.
Why, Mark Story, why?
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
The two sports right now, I'm so different in. Like, I'm bought in on Coach Mack. Like, I'm like, okay, Coach Mack's the coach here. Now,
sold.
Texas says, I just went under the tunnel on I-64, and there's a Fire Chris Mack sign. Yeah, I've heard that before.
Really?
Yeah, I've heard that. I don't know how true that is. I've not seen it, but I've heard it. What's that?
Who keeps hanging it if it's like going down?
I don't know. I have no idea. No,
wow.
I have no idea if it's even true. I just read the text.
Huh.
5 o'clock hour, 437-9680, as always, at 5 o'clock hour on The Take, presented by our good friends at Cox's Spirit Shops and Evergreen Liquors, delivering right now, Cox's Louisville.com. All the beer, wine, spirits, premium cigars, and everything else, they got you covered. Cox's Louisville.com. I wanted to get to this because we haven't this week.
Hardly at all, really.
Very much at all. And that is, in my estimation, because Louisville fans are starting to do the Kentucky thing, and that is starting to pay attention more to basketball, which I totally understand at this point. But I figured it was worth bringing up. Is it the feeling? Here's what I struggle with Louisville-Boston College. I agree with Louisville fans that it's a big game. Mm-hmm. I agree because we had this conversation before the Virginia game. And that was, you had three games that would decide your season that were 50-50 type games. And we know what happened actually it was before the Wake Forest game. And we know what happened in the Wake Forest game because Louisville fans thought they were going to go down there and win.
Yeah, they did.
And I thought they were going to go down there and win. I thought there was I called it a three-point game. It ended up being a three-point game at 37-34. I think
right.
I called it like 33-30
it was
or
close.
Something like that, 34-31. Yeah. And so they're 0-1 in these swing games, and then we know what happened with Virginia 0-2 in these swing games. You get a bye week, and now here you are. And I guess I need to get this out of my mind as we talk about this team. And that is, I really struggle because I've done radio here where they've been in games, I mean, it's just a couple years ago, where they've been in games that are actual big games that have stakes behind them. And so it's really difficult for me to come on here and feed you a bunch of BS, even though it's right, even though it's true, okay, that it's a big game on Saturday. It's a big game on Saturday to get to a bowl game. That's what Saturday is to get to a bowl game. It's a big game. But the fact that we're talking about that with Boston College, the fact that, what is it, Jack, the last four times BC has won this game? Three out of the last four. I mean, to me, that's enough right there.
Yeah.
So I am always stuck here where I have a real issue talking about 6-6 teams. That is very difficult. It's not easy to do. If a team is really good, we have seen that with U of L, Kentucky. They think that that is them this season, despite the loss against Georgia on Saturday. That we know how to talk about that. If a team is really bad, if a team isn't good, we know how to talk about that around here.
Did it for 14 last
get it.
Season.
We've done that before. We ain't got a problem doing that. But I don't know how to talk about this game. Biscuit this morning was almost sad, like, if you don't win this game, you know, there are some losable games on the schedule. He's talking about at NC State, home against Clemson, and home against Kentucky.
Yeah.
And so, yes, I believe if Louisville wins on Saturday, it gets them to a bowl. But what I said after the Virginia game, what I said after the Wake Forest game, and what I said even stronger, yelling and screaming after the Monday after the Virginia game was, I just don't care about 6-6. It doesn't do anything. It doesn't move the needle. The crap bowl game doesn't do anything for me. It just doesn't fundamentally do anything for me. And some Louisville fans, it will. And some Louisville fans, it will not. And that will be the talk of the offseason. And maybe if you can win a bowl, you get to 7 wins. You can say, well, we went to 4 wins and to 7 wins. And I'm going to say, well, who did you beat? And we'll get into that when we know who they beat to get to 6 or 7 wins. Mindful. 1 or 2 wins in college football, that's a big deal. If Kentucky goes 9-3 this season, that's fine. What if they go 10-2? It's a different season.
Huge difference.
We talked about that with Louisville and Lamar Jackson. So, yes, if Louisville were to go 7-5, then I would imagine that would include them having to win at NC State or against Clemson, even though it's a bad team, or against Kentucky, and I don't need to tell you the importance of that. And so I sit here with this Boston College game, and we talked about this earlier. 437-9680. All these Kentucky fans. By the way, I just snotted all over myself. Sorry, I apologize to Strebel having to see
You're
me like this. It's
at
not
all.
Good. I'm gross right now. Mucus is pouring out of my body, Jackie boy. But Louisville fans right now, I don't know what they. I mean, I even know from listening on the air. I don't know what other than you need to win the game for a bowl game, if you want to dream of a 7-5 season, of saving the season, or whatever fill in the blank you want to use there. That's the narrative, but I don't think there is an overriding. I don't think there is any consensus on any of this other than you need to win the game, but it's not like everyone's juiced up. Does that make sense?
Right.
We're not talking about this game the way that we talked about all these other games. There has been, and maybe it picks up in the next couple days. It picked up with Kentucky last week. No one had them to win it by, you know, Thursday, Friday, Saturday morning. We know the way that Summit BBN were talking.
Yeah.
And so maybe that changes in the next 3 days or so. Maybe it changes on game day. I don't know. I would imagine to some extent that it will. Mm-hmm. But I think the Louisville fan here is in a pickle because they're not sold on Satterfield, and they don't know if they want to be sold on Scott Satterfield. They don't know if they want to win games, and you always want to, but you know what I mean, to want to win games. So the thought process around here is that everything's okay when it's not. But you don't want to lose games because it's embarrassing, and you're losing games, and you still want to make a bowl, and you still, like, you know what I'm saying? You still don't want to be a joke, and you still don't want to lose 3 straight. If you lost to Boston College, I mean, the chance of you losing to NC State and Clemson, I mean, you're staring, as Bobby V would say, a 5-game losing streak right in the puss.
Yeah.
And if that happens, I mean, Saturday night, Sunday, Monday show, what could we be saying about Louisville and Scott Satterfield? You know, and I think that's where the Louisville fan is. They want to win. They also are not sold on the coach, so they don't know what to do. It's in your fiber that, yes, go win the game, right? So, of course, you want to win. But, I mean, just the fact that we're talking about, well, it's Boston College, it's a big game, it shows you where you are. And to me, it is a rude awakening that the scales have fallen off the eyes of Louisville fans recently, and they have figured that out. And so I say all that to say I don't know what the analysis is going into this game on Saturday.
You guys
have any idea?
No, I think there's a –
you win. You have to win the game. I mean, it's a must-win game. That's what it is.
I know, but like I said earlier.
A must-win game for what?
For what?
That's my point.
I fight back on the notion of, like, I'm not going to sit here and say 6-6 season is incredible or anything, but you look at what the programs are locally and absolutely throw Indiana in there also in terms of just these aren't historically football powers. I think the thought of
no local fans just, don't agree with you.
Yeah,
local fans.
I know they don't.
With you, Jack.
But
Jack, you're talking about a different team.
Yep, they do not agree with you with that.
I don't.
They think they're a lot better than they are.
Yeah. Well, you know what? The history doesn't show that.
I agree with you, but I mean, like, it's
for Louisville,
not the
even
case.
Consistently making bowl games, even in the great eras. I mean, you had Bobby 1.0, where obviously you're making bowl games every year. You had Charlie Strong and early Bobby 2.0, where you made a chunk of bowl games. But you can conveniently forget, you know, not making bowl games under Craig Thorpe, not making, you know, a bowl game the 2-10 year. To where I think just establishing yourself as a program that can make a bowl game every year, 4 out of 5 years.
But Jack, when Kentucky wins five,
I don't think that establishes any. I don't think that.
No,
well, here's no, no, what it does is, here's the thing. It establishes a baseline.
It's something, and to me, it's 1%. To me, it's something, but it's 1%. It's me putting a dollar in my gas tank.
Right. And plus,
that we're sitting here and talking about Boston College, and I mean, the talk isn't even what are you going to do against a good team, right? And and Louisville doesn't play a lot of good teams. I mean, you see where the ACC is.
Right.
Kentucky are probably the only two good teams, maybe Wake Forest.
I mean, I agree with what Jack is.
North Carolina State's not bad.
I agree with what Jack is saying, but the narrative that you're bringing is common sense. And the Louisville fan, I don't think, sees himself as let's establish ourselves at 6-6. And the fact that we're doing that, and the fact that we're doing that in Boston College, it's just there's a piece of me that remembers, whether it be a long time ago, whether it be Bobby 1.0 or Charlie or Bobby 2.0, Lamar Jackson, that remembers not having to talk about game. Like, how do I talk about this game?
Right.
And Jack says, and he's right, you got to win. And it's like, okay. Like, I mean,
and now
the analysis comes to an end with you got to win. And it's like, it's a must win to make a bowl. And I am not going to buy into that Louisville. Because here would be the argument. That 8 wins year number one, the COVID year, write it off. I mean, we'll get to next segment. I want to get to some of this Cal sound. I mean, he's writing off the COVID year. Okay, so you did that, so you changed everything, the way you play, the way you recruit, and getting 2 new assistants, please. I mean, that's one of the biggest fibs that Cal ever told, and he's told several. He's told several today, and one of them is last year didn't count, essentially.
That counted.
Right. Yeah. That's why you went out and got Jane Coleman and Orlando Antigua. That's why you started recruiting the way that you did for 1 year older guys so you could come in and win some games immediately. That's not why you changed everything for next year's class to be one of the top classes like it used to be back when you took the job in 2009, 10, 11, and whatever.
Right.
I'm not going to buy that. But I don't know if Louisville fans are ready to do that spin. I don't know if they're willing to say 8 wins when all those guys are gone, they're Bobby guys, and then ignore the COVID year and then accept 6-6
as like an accomplishment.
As some sort of an accomplishment for the program, that the springboard would be next year. You win 6 this year, you're 8-4 next year.
Like, what
evidence
do you have?
I'm just not willing to make that leap, especially I don't know who the quarterback is.
Right.
And I don't believe in their recruiting, and I don't believe in their recruiting in the transfer portal. Those are my own personal reasons, but I think the Louisville fan is watching this game. And I almost feel like if they win good, this is how I am with the Giants. If they win good, if they lose good?
Yeah, because could be moving on looking at somebody else.
Good?
Yeah.
If they win, good. That's great.
Yeah, we
go
won.
Go out there and cheer for your team. That's my read of the situation, but I don't know.
Plus, I think Jack's wrong in this respect, too. I mean, he's like saying, 6-6 will be fine. People will be, you know, little fans. Da 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 da. They went 4-7 last year. Kentucky goes 5-7 last year, right? So Kentucky's 6-1. Louisville's 3-3. And they're staring down Boston College as a pivotal game. Louisville fans do not want to be there while Kentucky's celebrating and ranked number 15 in the country. You telling me Louisville fans would be happy if Kentucky ends the season 10-2 or 9-3 and they're sitting there 5-7 and 6-6? Like, yeah, that's something. Jack, they're going to be puking in their mouths. They're going to be more pissed off.
Some of them. I mean, some will do the pivot.
I think the majority of Louisville fans will be like, this sucks.
If you can go win a bowl game, Mark Stoops did this. He won some bowl games. If you can go 6-6, 7-6, win a bowl game, I think you can trick some people.
Some people,
I think there is a nice percentage that you will be able to sell that going into next year. It's not going to work for me, but as far as the conversation this week, as far as having to have the conversation about beating Boston College to be pivotal just to make a bowl, that conversation within itself, I think Strebel's right on this. Louisville fans fundamentally despise that conversation.
Absolutely. They don't want to sit and talk about
it. And that's where I find myself trying to talk about it.
Right.
I despise the 6-6
conversation. I think, though, if you're 6-6, there's at least something you can sell. If you're 5-7, there's absolutely nothing you can sell.
Maybe, but the worst.
Maybe.
I'm not sitting here saying, like, 6-6 every year is acceptable. It's not.
But it hurt Scott. I mean, as good as it was, he got ACC Coach of the Year his first season, 8-4. As much
if,
as it
if
was
you would have gone
it
back,
hurt, I mean, it hurt him. That was a bad thing that he went. And people think it's stupid if I said that or whatever. No, it's a bad thing that he went 8-4 because now
it raised expectations.
Not only does it raise expectations, I agree. He should have some expectations, but it's putting glaring deficiencies on Bobby Petrino and the players that he had compared to the players Scott Satterfield's bringing in. I mean, he got two guys from Georgia Southern. Georgia Southern's in, like, they were in CBS's, like, bottom 25. I mean, those are the types of programs that Scott Satterfield's bringing guys in. Is that sustainable? I think Louisville fans look at that holistically and say, man, he has some dudes on the 8-4 team. Those dudes are going away. It hurt the hell out of Scott Satterfield that first season because those expectations did raise, and now they're lower to where, well, if we go 6-6, maybe that's good. No, Jack, you're completely wrong on this. You're 100% wrong. I think the percentage of Louisville fans that would look at that as a good thing that they go 6-6 or 7-6 is like maybe 10%, maybe.
If you would,
I think they'd be roundly pissed.
The day Scott Satterfield was hired, if you would have told Louisville fans you'd make a bowl game 2 out of the first 3 years, people would sign up for that, right?
No, they wouldn't.
Yeah.
No, they would not.
I need to know the bowl game.
But there was such a narrative of it's going to be a huge rebuild, and it's going to take a long time.
No, they all loved him.
The bowl game means
something
to Jack.
Everyone thought there would be like 3 or 4 games the first year. And maybe
then he won 8. That changed everything. You don't tell me, like, if you told him when Scott Satterfield was hired. No, he won 8 games. That's the narrative. That's it. He won 8 games. Then he won 4. Now he's looking at Boston College as a make-or-break game of the season. You can't sell me if they would have given them this. No.
Let me read some text. Texter says 6-6 keeps Scat around. U of L remains average. Texter says Louisville football will finish 7-5. Texter says, hey, Strebel, like it when you're angry with us instead of angry at us.
I am angry with you guys on this.
This is my biggest problem with this game is I laughed at myself asking Pat Forty, hey, it's a big game on Saturday between Louisville and Boston College.
Boston College is what? They're 4-3? I think they're 4-3, something
like
4-2.
Lost by 40 points or whatever.
Oh, NC State smacked them. They don't have a quarterback.
Texas says you can't ignore something that happened. The COVID year happened. U of L had 4 wins. UK had 4 wins. UK basketball, 9 wins. U of L didn't make the tournament. We watch it happen with our own eyes.
Other teams won championships.
Calipari on last year, Jack. Clip 1, if you don't mind. Calipari last year, a blip on the radar, right?
This is like a normal season for us. I told them yesterday, we have not had a bad practice yet. And I said, we go through seasons without a bad practice here. Seasons. And those are the teams that are winning 38, 35, 32. Those are those teams. And there's a bunch of them. Last year's a blip. That's so far behind me. What we went through, and I learned from it, and you move on. But what I like about this group, there's competing against each other. But let me say this. Yes, we do have depth.
If last year was a blip, how come Cowher plays 2 guys on his staff? How come Macker plays 2 guys on his staff? How come Liam Cohen's at UK? It's
nobody,
not a blip. I'm
not.
Sorry. I mean, Cal's ridiculous for saying that. People are ridiculous for texting that in. It's not
Jack.
A blip. It's not.
Jack.
It's not
a Jack. Blip. Jack, settle down.
No.
Settle down. Why are you getting mad over the easiest sports radio take ever?
Because no people keep trying to sell that.
It's not a blip. No one believes it's a blip.
They're acting like
Calipari doesn't. Stoops doesn't.
No.
Chris Mack didn't with what he did with his staff. Indiana didn't by firing Archie Miller.
Yeah.
Literally every single entity. Indiana football fans did not with the way that they have compensated and talked about Tom Allen. TV partners did not with IU football. They're putting them on at 7:30 at night on ABC even though they're the terrible, terrible team in the Big Ten. No one around here believe that. And the fans don't believe it. Otherwise, you'd be cool with Satterfield.
Right, exactly.
And Kentucky fans would be cool with a 7-5 Mark Stoops, or Kentucky fans would be cool with running an antiquated offense. Diener texts me, and I heard him talk about this today. 6-6 is worst-case scenario. I agree.
Yeah, he's
the
right.
The problem I have is I think Satterfield's here with 5 wins.
You've been consistent.
I've been consistent that he does not need to make a bowl to keep his job. I've been very firm with that, knowing absolutely nothing. Now, a couple weeks ago, I was at 4 wins. They could go 4-8. Now I do not believe that, because that would mean they won one game in the last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I do not believe that.
I believe he could win two of the last eight. And I know that we haven't talked about it that much, but just the fact that Sad has a 5-year contract, and this is year 3. If you go 5-7 and you don't fire him, what do? You just leave him out there? That's hard to sell recruiting if you only have 2 years left on a contract, right?
Well, I don't trust him to recruit. But
that's the standpoint of if you keep him.
You don't want a lame duck coach.
Yeah,
is what
I'm
you're
saying
trying to say.
Is
right.
How do you manage that?
Because you don't extend him.
You can't extend him, but also, how do you justify keeping him at that stage?
You're fine next year. It would be the year after that.
That would be the one where you got to do something.
Yeah. By the way, did you see your boy? And I love how this happened. We need to get Anderson on sometime. Did you see your boy Drinkwitz?
Oh yeah, I did see. Yeah.
Are you sure you saw? Are you talking about the recruit? Yeah, he got the number one wide receiver in the country.
That's what Mitch was trying to do to me last night. He's trying to get me all riled up and act like he liked Missouri, and everything. I mean, Mitch, I buried him.
Mitch,
I buried Mitch.
Mitch limped in with some terrible, terrible trash talk.
Just awful trash talk. The worst I've ever seen.
Bottom of the barrel. Like, he's away from all of this.
Yeah.
So he's a little bit rusty, but I was ashamed for him.
Yeah.
At what he was doing last night.
He texted me, like, they got the number one wide receiver. He's like, where's Big Dog at? Like, he's winning. He's beating Missouri. He's 6-1. He's doing pretty good. But notice how that's
a full rebuild now.
Oh, yeah.
Notice how the Missouri went from, hey, they're second or third. They're third in
now
the SEC.
The rebuilding, yeah.
Now it's a full rebuild.
Yeah, I mean, I remember the anonymous coaches or whatever it was, they're saying, you know, Drink's right there.
He's right there.
Yeah, the anonymous Kentucky.
I agree with you on this one.
Yeah, the anonymous Kentucky coaches or staff or whoever said after the game, like, Drink's right there. You're right there. And it's like, come on, get out of my face with Missouri. I don't trust any former App State coach. I'm sorry, if you're hanging your hopes and dreams for trash talk on former App State coaches, God bless you. Rest in peace. I'll say a nice thing at your funeral. That's not going to work for you if that's going to. It's like I told Mitch, it's like Locke hanging his hat on Butch Jones and Steve Alford. If you're hanging your hat on Scott Satterfield and Eli Drinkwitz, bless you. God bless you. That's what I'm saying. Bless you.
Steve Alford and Butch Jones are such all-timers.
I mean, it's the same thing. He's doing the same thing. Like, Eli's coming for you. I'm like, Mitch, he's a bum. Nobody thinks he's good. He got smacked by Boston College. Smacked.
And whined about it afterwards. Texas says, tell Jackie Boy to calm down and listen. Cal said it was a blip, but he also said he learned from it, which is as close as his ego can get to admitting he screwed the pooch. Texas says,
good
I love
point.
When Jack breaks in with Crean Sports Radio.
He's on
Texas
it today.
Texas says, Jack, stick to producing. You have the worst takes. Texter says, turn Jack's mic off.
Everyone's going to hear a lot of Jack tomorrow.
Damn right.
it's going to be a lot of Jack Grossman for you tomorrow, baby.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, he's rubbing his hands.
Texter says, Drink's out here working, fools.
Drink's out there losing football games.
Remember the last, let's see if Jack remembers this. Remember the last time they got a big-time wide receiver? Remember who it was? Anderson worked here, obviously,
Missouri?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, was it? Oh, he was a bust, right?
Come on, yeah. He was a bust. He did. He busted with the Titans. Come on.
He torched Indiana.
Come on, you gutless.
Everybody torches Indiana. God, what was his name?
Well, especially back then. That was when the defense was bad.
Because it's him and Drew Locke.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was a guy that had two last names, right?
Wasn't
there? I think there was like a weed thing where the car got stopped for weed, and there was a fall guy. There was a fall guy. I think at Missouri.
That sounds right.
DGB. Doyle Greenback.
That's it. Yeah. Everybody thought he was going to be good. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I remember that. Yeah. And he was good in college. That guy's not going to stay at Missouri. He's not. They're going to finish the season with 4 wins.
Texas says, get Jack out of here.
No. I got to battle somebody, you know. He's defending the honor of global football.
I'm telling you, you're not as good as you think you are. Making a bowl is fine sometimes.
I know, and that's...
But we're telling you Louisville fans...
That's what the Louisville fan is,
man.
I'm telling you, Louisville fans are wrong on this one.
That's fine. They can be wrong all day, but that's how they feel.
Yeah. Yeah, you're in a different spot with this one right now.
Yeah, you're using logic, Jack.
Texas says, HVL was second team ACC.
Was she? I thought with all that NIL money, she might get bumped up to first team.
I have no idea.
Well, congrats to her, though. That's good.
Texas says, get Jack all the way out of here with that bleep. Establish yourself talk. This ain't IU football, brother.
See, I'm telling you, now Louisville fans are coming at Jack. They're not coming at me. They agree with me. They disagree with Jack. Yeah, they're crushing
4-3-7-9-6-80 Jack says, 6 wins, good enough. That's who you are, Cards fans.
That's supposed to be me with that take. Jack, what happened? You went to the scrimmage,
so
Jack.
So sad. Jack's like, we want a BC guy. I'm like, I don't know.
Bob Ryan.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know.
Who's a BC
guy? I'm like, I don't know. What do you want me to say?
Who is that?
I know their quarterback got injured like a month ago, but here's the problem. I don't know the name of the quarterback got injured.
I don't either.
No, none of us do.
Is it the quarterback starting? Doesn't he have, like, history with Louisville? I thought
Scuba,
I read somewhere.
You're the one that listens to more Louisville radio than anyone I know. So
I know,
you tell me.
God, he's a transfer quarterback. He's not good, but I thought he beat Louisville. I don't remember. Some text line may be able to correct me on that.
Sure they will.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. But I thought I read somewhere that.
I don't think the text line has any idea who the quarterback is either.
Was it the one that got hurt, like Jerkovic or something? Or
I'm scared you even saying that name. I don't know. Is that the name?
It's something like that. Yeah. Let me look up Jerk.
Something with the J. Oh, Jerk. That's what you're going to look up.
Jerkovic, Boston College. I'll look that up. BC.
Let's just sit.
Yeah,
right
yeah,
here.
I was
Let's
right.
Jerk, right
Jerkovic. Yeah, Phil Jerkovic. I was right.
Texas says 6-6, 8-4. Who cares? The team is still a toilet. Well, I disagree. I think those are two big wins.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
By the way, our guy Hadfield just sent this to me, and this makes me sick to my stomach because this is what I was trying to do. You know how much the Jack Harlow Palace tickets are being sold for?
It's got to be a lot.
Like $1,000.
$1,200.
$1,200. I was close, yeah.
I mean, if I would have got those two, I would have sold those in a second for $1,200.
Just go flush your money down the toilet. How about that? You take $1,200, and you put it in the toilet, and you flush it. Because that's what you're doing. You're going to go see a bum. Congrats. So you can clout with your friends. I saw Jack Harlow at Zanzibar.
Go ahead.
Congratulations.
Go ahead.
That's it.
Is that all you have?
In 10 years, and you're sitting around, you're bragging to your buddies about stuff you've done and seen and experienced in your life. I saw Jack Harlow at Zanzibar. Crickets. Nothing. And they'll say, Andy, well, he was one of a kind. That's what they'll say after the pause.
Every day, man. I don't know how you have
that's
it.
That's more. At least it makes sense to crush Louisville basketball, Louisville football. This doesn't make sense.
It does make sense. Like, he sucks. He's not good. He's a clout chasing hack. It's all he is.
Why do you talk about hating him more often than the people that like him talk about liking him.
I disagree. I disagree.
You know what you are? You're Mr. and Mrs. Smith. You're Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt. You know when they kill, trying to, Jack, have you seen this movie? They try to kill each other.
Yeah, they're assassins. They're on opposite sides.
And then they destroy the house trying to kill each other.
And then they make love.
Yeah. That's you. You want to
I love hating Jack Harlow.
You love Jack Harlow. You need this.
I do, yeah. I agree with that. I love
hating
him.
But you need a little bit of new material.
I don't know if there's a take that I'm tired of hearing more than you talking about how you hate Jack Harlow. It's like,
yeah,
we know.
It's getting there. You're going to have to update it a little bit.
There's no updating it.
That's radio.
I'll try to think in my head ways I can update my dislike for Jack Harlow. I thought that was some pretty good lines there, but you can take him or
calling
leave him.
Calling him a bum and a hack. No, I mean, we're so used to that.
You're going to
say something about the flute. You're going to talk about how you think he's small.
No, I melded making fun of Chris Mack with making fun of Jack Harlow. I put those things together when I said that he was one of a kind after the pause.
You say the flute?
Yeah, because he has that song with the flute. With the little flute sound. Or whatever that is.
Oh, that one. Yeah, you go, that one.
Jack plays his rejoin all the time. I mean, I don't think NWA or Public Enemy had flutes in their songs. Not at all.
A flute.
I don't think Cypress Hill played a flute singing about bongs and AKs. I don't think that happened. But Jack Harlow's got a flute singing about how he's a man crush on Tyler Hero. That's the difference between your hip hop and my hip hop. Enjoy that.
After the break, John Calipari versus Dan Issel. I'll explain next.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I help families, and that's what I do. And I'm about that, not we're all about banners. They'll be about banners. We've won one. I'd like to win five more. But I'm not changing the culture here, which is how do we help young people get better?
And James Strebel.
Unlike what some people think today, the idea of playing basketball at Kentucky is to win national championships, not to see how many guys you can put in the NBA.
True.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, so let's dive into the last segment here, or the second to last segment on the show. 437-9680, it's The Take. Well, I like that. I like Jack using that sound, but Jack, that's what we were going to talk about.
We can still talk about it.
And to be fair, I had made that rejoin. You know,
we use a different rejoin. We got like 933 rejoins.
He's an old Mitchell Hayden.
Well, no, I mean
the sound that we teased. Now Streeple's heard the
sound.
Well,
I mean, I load four rejoins into the system, and I saved that purposely as the last one because I figured we would have used it by this point.
Oh, it's my fault. It is your fault. It's my fault for not getting to it before.
And this boss
we're waiting 5 o'clock hour for some of the good stuff.
So this crushed cow. Dennis Grossel is there.
Who's Dennis Grossel?
You literally just heard it, Streeple. You can react to it now. What do you think of it?
I want to hear it again.
We'll play it again.
I can play it again. Dennis Grossel.
He's the quarterback for Boston College.
Oh, okay.
That's Grossel.
By the way, Malik Cunningham, speaking of quarterbacks, Malik Cunningham is going to be at Planet Fitness across from the J Mall, across from Jefferson Mall this Monday for a free event to the public. Oh. Malik's going to be signing autographs from 7 to 8 at the Planet Fitness right next to Hobby Lobby across from the J Mall. Again, Malik Cunningham, Monday, Planet Fitness, J Mall, across from the J Mall, 7 to 8 o'clock. So there you go.
Very cool.
Watch you hate the Twins out there.
I got to do the show.
7 o'clock.
He had no pivot,
but that's all you had.
Yeah, that's all I had. They'll see him on Saturday.
Okay, so how should we set this up, Jack? This is a sound that has never been heard on our airwaves.
Never.
I'm kidding. So what do we want to do here? So Issel said this earlier today, before Calipari spoke.
Okay.
Can you believe that?
I mean, even before Cal got to the podium.
He's firing these bullets. Of course, Cal didn't get to the podium at 1 o'clock, and he said this between, I think, 10 o'clock hour.
All right.
Here is Dan Issel, the luminary, with maybe a little slight to your boy Johnny C.
Unlike what some people think today, the idea of playing basketball at Kentucky is to win national championships, not to see how many guys you can put in the NBA.
True.
Whoa. Oh, and Pratt. Whoa.
How about that?
A little true.
How about that?
There at the end, Pratt's got to call the games. He's got to talk to Cal. What if Cal hears that?
All right, so here's John Calipari. It's like he heard this. Here's John Calipari at 1 o'clock today.
I help families, and that's what I do. And I'm about that, not we're all about banners. They'll be about banners. Oh, we've won one. I'd like to win five more. But I'm not changing the culture here, which is how do we help young people get better?
Oh, Itzel doesn't like that.
Trying to win every game we play.
Wow.
Trying to put banners up every year I coach, but not at the expense of kids. It's just not. My hope would be that's one dude that was about their kids.
Oh, Cal. I mean, that
Jack,
hurts.
Here's
that physically
here's,
hurts me.
Jack, here's what's going on right now.
That hurts me.
James Strebel wants to agree. Nice moan there.
Sorry.
He wants to agree with everything Cal says, but he doesn't. But he doesn't want to. He doesn't want to look like you're bashing Cal.
Right.
And so
we're all about banners.
Does it sound like that Cal's impersonating Itzel when he says it like that?
I mean, there's something going on. I think he heard.
Does Cal listen to Itzel, Brett?
I think Calipari heard. Is there a schism? Honestly, we need to play. That sound
Man.
Needs to be played. Please, Jack, put it on your list because Process will not do this. He will not do
he
this.
He won't play for
He
Itzel.
Cannot be trusted to do this.
Yeah.
You got to bust in, okay, on
like
Thursday.
Jack kick down that door.
And say, I got something we need to play. You got to do this because otherwise it will never get done.
Yeah, yeah, because you send Process stuff all the time like, hey, talk to Dan Issel about this. Like, this is what Lamar Jackson's doing, or Andy said this or that. He won't do it.
This conversation with BBN, I sit back and I laugh at. And that's why Strebel is moaning and not happy about this.
Uncomfortable.
Because it's an embarrassing conversation.
It is an embarrassing conversation. I mean, it's man, the fan base is not with you on this, Cal. They're just not. And I don't think Cal cares. He doesn't care. It's not that I don't think he cares. He doesn't care. But fans hear that. And they don't like it. Former players hear that, and they don't like it. They don't. It's just the reality situation. I love Calipari, but when you say stuff like that, that pisses me off.
That pisses
I don't
me
like,
off.
No, it is about
that
hanging banners.
That pisses me off. That's a South Park. That's why Jack's laughing. I can't remember
You can't go
which
out
one.
There on Big Blue Madness on Friday night and point at all the banners, which he did, in the rafters – and bragged about him, and then on Thursday or Wednesday, you come out there and say, it's not about banners, like that. You can't do that.
Texas says he's 100% doing an Issel impression.
Man, he is.
Jack, we might have to line those up to get next to each other. We might have to.
I think that's a good idea.
Texas says,
we're all about banners.
God, it does sound like Issel, man. I got to be Issel on this. I got to be Team Issel.
Oh, you're sucking up to Issel.
I am sucking up to Issel.
You're sucking up to Issel on this
I am.
One.
I'm
you
sucking
met him
up.
One time at the V Foundation golf outing, and here we are.
He talked to me a lot more than Cal did when I met him.
Oh, yeah. Another one. Thank you, Dan Issel.
See, this is where Dan Issel's in his process. Should have pushed him further.
You're standing up for us. In BBN.
So I only found it because I only found it because I was looking for the Jim Brown stuff.
Oh, like, yeah. Like,
process just sits there. We don't hear it. My process.
Come help us.
Like, I found that on accident.
See, if process, he should have been like, but Dan, they've got over $1 billion in NBA contracts, and then Dan goes off. Right?
Texas says, I grew up with Jack Harlow's son. The same texter. Cal has become a prisoner of his own success. What a great back-to-back text.
Why did he grow up with Jack Harlow's son?
I grew up with Jack. Maybe he's calling me son. I don't know.
Oh, I grew up with Jack. Oh, he's probably calling me son. I grew up with Jack Harlow's son.
Okay. That's it.
Congratulations.
How about that?
Did you get an award? Did he invite you backstage? Did you get a blue ribbon for growing up with Jack Harlow? I mean, what does that mean? What are you laying it down on me right now? Take that, Strebel. I grew up with Jack. He was my neighbor, and we played WWF in the backyard together. Okay, good. Is he giving you money? Is he shouting you out in his beats?
They played WWF together in the backyard.
what kind of brag is that? It's like, unless you're part of his entourage or like in his like close family, I don't care.
Snot today again.
I grew up a dude named Jeff. I mean, so what? You grew up with Jack Harlow. Jack Grossman was at parties with Jack Harlow. You ever been to a party?
What kind of WWF did you guys play in the backyard? I'm actually.
Oh man,
I'm more interested in that than anything.
Remember the wrestling buddies?
Yeah. What did you do with the wrestling buddy?
Oh, dude, we would like. Okay, so we put the wrestling buddies on the ground and we jump off the couch and like elbow them and stuff. It was great. And then we go in the backyard and have, like, Royal Rumble and stuff on trampolines. It was fantastic.
Jack, what do you think of that when you hear that?
I'm not surprised.
My uncle took me to the Louisville Gardens to see Rowdy Roddy Piper fight Ravishing Rick Rude, and I got one of those, like, those championship belts.
What kind of uncle was he?
That's Uncle Mike.
No, but, like...
Oh, he's an awesome uncle. He played guitar in a band.
There you go.
He was great. He's a great uncle.
Texas says, Round Daddy used to wrestle with his buddies.
Yeah, WWF, Bret the Hitman Hart, Ultimate Warrior.
So my brother was into that when he was younger. My dad took him to one of the ones at Freedom Hall. It was Monday Night Raw.
Yeah.
And I didn't go, but I can only imagine how misplaced my dad felt.
Wearing a tailored shirt.
And he's sitting next to guys with Austin 316 t-shirt. Yes.
Dude's telling you to suck it.
Yeah, I may have been at that. I may have been at that, Jack.
Tax for those wrestling buddies are worth a ton now. Well, Strebel did things with his wrestling.
I
don't like that.
We had a Hulk Hogan one. We had an Ultimate Warrior one. They were awesome.
I had the Hulk Hogan one.
Did you? They were great.
I think it's in my basement, yeah. Oh, I think so.
Put that on eBay, Andy. Boom. Apparently they're worth
gold.
Hell yeah, that's great. Wow, you actually still have one of those?
Absolutely.
Well, I'm jealous. I wish I had one.
Texas says this wrestling event sounds like an Anthony Davis naked locker room type of situation.
You don't have to put your fantasies on the text, no. I mean, what is that?
Jack, do you remember that?
Yeah.
Can we get some help there? Someone help me with the specifics around that now. Because it was like a decade ago. It was almost a decade ago.
Hazing Anthony Davis.
Oh,
he was tied up on the ground and squirming. That's as far as I want to go on.
I don't remember him being tied up.
He was. They like had him like taped up. Like they had his hands and his feet bound. He did, Andy. I don't know. I can't run from this.
What are we doing?
It is what it is.
Texas says, I bet Drew Franklin's got great tickets to Jack Harlow.
Probably. Good for him. Good for Drew Franklin.
Texas says, I once watched my brother take a metal chair to the head.
We never got that deep into it. We weren't brave enough to do metal chairs. No, that wasn't happening.
Jack, help me with something. 437-9680. And all the Cal stuff. Now, I listened... But I could have missed this, and I need your help. I'm pulling a Lachlan McClain on you a little bit here. So I'm admitting that.
Okay.
He talked today about how good his guards were. I mean, he said, we have good guards. I mean, he was very clear, we have good guards.
Yes.
We have good guards. He kept saying that.
Compared to last year, yes.
Well, of course.
Yes.
And we'll see ultimately if he's right. How much by name, and maybe he was not asked, how much by name did he mention Ty Washington?
Because not I don't that often. I don't remember really him talking about Washington or Mintz
at all.
Either.
At all.
Or Mintz. Huh.
At all.
The two guys Strebel's in love with.
Yeah, but here's the thing. We know what Mintz is, but we don't know Ty Washington.
Right.
And he's like the guy who's the lottery pick. Like,
He
talked about Kellen Grady or O'Grady. He talked about Chibway. Like, maybe I'm missing something.
He talked about
something.
Sevier Wheeler.
Yeah, Sevier Wheeler, and a lot of it was Cal nonsense. It was NIL. It was him joking around. It was those sorts of things. It was transfer portal. It was no doubt he was using it to recruit. This was not his pitch is for recruiting. It's not for anybody. It's for nothing else other than him telling you about all the money the guys have made and how he's for the families. He's into the family business, not the basketball business, and all of that.
That's all recruiting.
But
pitches,
at like literally like 2:45, I'm just sitting here. I'm looking at the sound sheet and everything. I'm like. His best NBA prospect, I don't remember him uttering Ty Washington's name.
Which is surprising. Yeah. Because he's been, I mean, from everything I'm hearing, he's been really, really good.
Or it's the
really
other way.
Really good. No,
Or it's the other way. That's the Lachlan McClain.
That is Lachlan McClain. Yeah, yeah.
That's what I. That would not be the intro. I have no idea. I haven't heard anything.
You've heard Damian Collins is behind. We've heard that.
And he talked about that a little bit with Damian Collins.
Yeah,
yes.
I've heard Ty Washington is the real deal.
When you say heard, is this Cats Illustrated?
Some of it is, okay. Yes, but not all of it. But I mean, not all of it. But I mean, we're hearing is that he's like the real deal. He's going to be a star. He can shoot. He's fast. He can score at just about any level on the floor. Like he's going to be that dude for Kentucky. I've not heard anything otherwise. There's not been anything otherwise hearing that. Then we've heard again.
Yeah,
like
we did 45 minutes today, and there wasn't like a question. There wasn't like,
and
like you would imagine that would be a big part of the conversation.
But it seems like people are more.
Yeah, but that could have been your role. You could ask about that.
I know,
Washington.
But it seems like people are more fixated on the transfers than the freshmen. I think it's because two things. I think it's because
PBN,
it's so completely different than anything Cal's done to have this many older guys on the team. I think that definitely is part of it. And I think even Cal talked about it, the transfer portal is such a big part of building rosters now that it's become integral, almost as important as getting freshmen to commit as well. Like he's already got freshmen coming in next year that are they're straight dudes as far as rankings are concerned.
Here we go.
And now you got I'm serious about this. And now I mean you heard Cal sell. I mean, when's the last time he sold transfer portal at any point? I mean, he sold. He went out of his way to sell transfer portal in a press conference today. Mm-hmm. I think that's part of it.
I think the
veteran leadership on the team and the new ball game in the transfer portal. That's it. I know. He's tied up. See, I told you he was bound. I told you. I know. I don't know what they were doing. I don't know. I was never part of any of the hazing stuff like that, ever. Never saw any of that. That's a little weird. It is weird. I love Kentucky. I love AD, but that's bizarre. I like all those guys on that team. But that's a little much. It is. I mean,
it's one of the more untold stories in this area ever.
Yeah.
I feel like I need Jerry Tipton to do a deep dive on what was going on in that locker room with Anthony Davis.
I bet out of all the people that he would call to pick up the phone first.
Oh, man.
And fastest would be Deron Lamb, because I don't think he's doing a damn thing. I think, he calls the people.
We're taking a shot at Deron Lamb.
I'm not taking a shot. I love
him.
He scored
the most points in the NCAA tournament.
I love Deron Lamb. He's great. All I'm saying is, Terrence Jones probably ain't picking up. MKG ain't picking up.
What the heck's Terrence Jones doing?
I mean, he's at least playing professional basketball somewhere.
Is he?
I think he's in China, if I remember right. But, no one knows what Deron Lamb's doing. I bet he picked a, hey, yeah, I'll talk about it. Let's go. Who up? I am.
Texas says, blue chip all district user Trump Father 2024 reports that Ty Ty is killing it in practice.
That's not my name. It's Big Rig 68.
Have you put anything on Cats Illustrated after that?
No, that was my one.
Did you get
any
traction
so
with your complaints about Cal not being able to land a big?
No.
A big, big.
A big period. No. An elite big.
Is Cal going to get an elite big out there, Jack?
I sounded like BB in there. No traction on me asking if Cal could get an elite big anymore.
Not a veto. Not a veto.
I don't know why it happened, but it did. I was trying to get my thoughts together, and I stumbled. But I don't know.
Jack, save us
where
right now.
Where did I get those screenshots?
Where
do you find that video? Actually, don't tell me where you find that video.
You know where to find all sorts of videos. Act like you're foreign to finding videos on Google, please.
I'm not in.
So. Jack, quickly. Let's take some videos. Don't mind me.
I'm just part of the scene. I'm like a chair.
I'm like
remember
a chair.
To silence your phone, Electra.
5:49.
This scene's called Ronaldo.
Yeah.
Ronaldo enters. He's showering off after a difficult practice. when there's a knock at the door.
Who is it?
Jack, what did you guys talk about on Greer's podcast?
Yeah.
We talked about
the scrimmage in Louisville being big six in the
all right, so what did you say? Give us a Cliff Notes version of your take
that people can find. Yeah, I said that Jalen Withers looked really good. They had good ball movement on offense. They looked good in transition, and the guard showed flashes. And that I don't know whether or not it's good or bad if they got picked to finish six in the ACC, because I don't know if the ACC is any good or not.
What does Greer think?
Yeah, what does Greer think?
I know what you guys know what I think, because we talked about this
Greer
on Monday.
Say?
But Greer also was like,
he's nervous.
No, I'm fine. Greer was more impressed with Malik Williams than I was. Greer talked about Matt Cross. He also talked about how they look good in transition and all that stuff. And he talked about Jared West some as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a fun podcast.
Good or bad. You don't have to give away the goods.
He's pimping the podcast.
Oh, yeah. Plug the podcast. Floyd Street's Finest. You can find on Twitter at Field of 68 or on YouTube.
So what were his thoughts on Jared West? You don't have to tell all the thoughts where they could
have
been.
He hasn't been anti-Jared West, but he's been skeptical of Jared West, no doubt.
So is he still skeptical?
Basically, Greer had the take that L. Ellis is the guy that can make Louisville a lot better than, kind of where their floor is right now. Like, if they want to, be the second weekend type team potentially, they need L. Ellis to be good.
There you go.
So you can infer to that about Jared West however you want.
He's one of a kind.
Let's take a break. One more break. 437-9680. Ants is not happy. Come on, Ants. That would be it. The Ronaldo. Use a different name.
The Pepe.
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 It's not Pepe. It's Pepe, isn't it?
Pepe. I don't know what it is.
Jack, is it Pepe or Pepe?
It is Pepe.
Pepe.
Oh, it is Pepe. Oh,
thank you. Let's take a break. One more segment. We'll wrap up the show next. Ah, yes, the NBA is back, and we love DraftKings, and the NBA being back at DraftKings Sportsbook. You know it's an authorized sports betting partner of the NBA, and the key to victory is a strong starting five. So new customers right now can bet just $5 on any NBA team to win their next game, and if they do, you win $200 in free bets. It's that easy. Now, if you're already a customer, like I am, DraftKings Sportsbook customers can also get skin in the game with those new same-game parlays. You can buy multiple bets from the same game for a bigger payout. The more legs you add, the more money you win. It's all safe, secure, and reliable at DraftKings. So go right now and download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use our promo code WHBE when you bet just $5 on any NBA team to win their next game. You win $200 in free bets. If they win, you win with promo code WHBE. This week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an authorized sports betting partner of the NBA. Now, you must be 21 or older, Indiana only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Grossman, what do you do on Instagram?
Are you an Instagrammer?
And James Strebel.
Yeah. I mean, I got a nice, solid base.
Your voice got so high there. You got nervous.
A little bit.
I got a bass. Your voice is fine, but you got so nervous. There's your girl,
Jessica. I was trying to figure out how to say it.
Wow. Ooh, she's like dominatrix in that one.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Couple more minutes to go. We'll get you into the bonus hour, and then a little MLB coming your way at 7:30 tonight on ESPN 680 105.7 LSL coming up on 93.9.
I'm co-hosting with Taylor tonight.
Oh, are you? Where's Ethan Moore
in
at?
In Florida bronzing.
Good for him.
Fall break. Yeah, there you go, Ethan
Moore. Is it fall break for him?
I think it is, yeah. Yeah. Old County.
I got another Jessica one
for
you.
Oh, you do? It's been a while.
It has been. How about that one?
Well, that's an interesting shirt. It's like
it's not even half a shirt.
A brawl shirt.
It's not even a fourth of a shirt.
She's wearing like a bra with sleeves. Is that accurate?
What does the caption say?
Not even NASA could. Oh, could create better rockets. A little bit of rocketry on a Wednesday.
A little bit of rocketry on a Wednesday.
Yeah. A little bit of rocketry on a Wednesday. Is that even a word on
On a Wednesday. Warner Von Braun.
Oh, goodness. Matty Bangs tweeting out in the last 20 minutes. Matthew Bangs.
Oh, okay.
Are you ready for this?
I don't know.
Always get nervous.
Yeah, because I feel like it's always bad news.
It's always bad news? What are you, a Louisville fan?
No, it's not always bad news.
Are you kidding me?
I had to prepare myself for bad news.
Okay, fair enough.
Because I never know when that's going to hit.
Matty Bangs tweeting that there's a lot of buzz going on right now.
Buzz?
That five-star wide receiver Barry M. Brown is leaning to Kentucky.
You get a little Barry and Brown. You get a little Dane Key looking good.
I'm still not convinced Dane Key's real.
He's unbelievable.
I need to
see him on the sideline in a game with his jersey with the last name on the field before I believe that man's real.
Liam Cohen's out there selling playmaker, come play at Kentucky, freshman next year. Let's go. This class about to be off. It's about to be off.
Do you think this is going to happen then?
Yes.
Look at you.
Yes,
wow.
You already got top 15.
He's won by everyone.
Alabama.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This isn't like, you know, one or two good offers and then Akron and Toledo and after. This is legit, dude. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Right now, Steve Wiltfong has him as going to Kentucky in the crystal ball.
Oh.
8 out of 10.
Look at a little top 15 class, maybe. Maybe look at a top 15 class, Andy.
Barry Brown.
Follow that up. Follow this football season up with a little top 15 class. I'll take it. 97-15. What I want. Yeah. I know what I want.
What's 97-15? Help
me here. Well, 97's Louisville's recruiting class.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Sorry, you need to help me with that.
I'm sorry. I dropped that in.
I have no idea. I've not done that research.
Yeah.
All right, let's get out of here. Jackie boy, good job. Striebel got you tomorrow.
Yeah, we're going to do the thing tomorrow.
There you go. Yep. Bonus hour coming up next. Jack's running over, please podcast first, to go LSL to go co-host there. And get all of his Louisville takes out, so be listening in to that. Back at it tomorrow on The Take on ESPN 680.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
CardNation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.